Company.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, joined by City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson here from the City of Manhattan. In their meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. We've gotten to the point where we're at the consent agenda here, and we're going to talk about what's on that here tonight, Ron.
A few items there. Probably the biggie there is we've got a request to purchase a fire truck for the fire department. This is something that's been our capital improvements program. This will replace a 2001 E1 Quint truck that has had some challenges, broken frame, currently out of service, and so we try to rotate through putting different things to reserve and having good equipment that can respond on a 24/7 basis. And so one of the things that we've been doing the past few purchases with our fire trucks is taking advantage of what's called the Houston area group. There's a buying program where the city of Houston has already vetted and taken competitive bids for fire trucks. And so it's kind of like a situation where you've got occasionally, well, quite often we buy some of our vehicles off the state contract. So it's just a matter of you get better purchasing power through that group buying program than you would if you were just individually bidding it. We're advocating that the commission allow us to just sell the existing unit outright at auction or look at other folks that might be interested in that. But we are asking them to approve a contract with Pierce Manufacturing of Appleton, Wisconsin, through Conrad Fire of Olathe as part of that Houston area buying group. And that authorizes a lease purchase agreement. For that, we have funds budgeted in the Fire Equipment Reserve Fund to pay for this lease purchase component. And again, at the total cost is just over $1 million for this new fire truck. And that's probably the big purchase of the year. We have several agreements with different entities, the League of Kansas Municipality membership dues, the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization dues, the Flint Hills Regional Council dues. So there's also an easement with Kansas, with the K-State Research Park owners, and the K-State Kansas Department of Agriculture Lab. The K-State Foundation is constructing a facility in the K-State Research Park for some new labs that are being constructed there. So there's an easement being granted as a result of that. And then we also have a contract with Ebert Construction of Wamego in the amount of $338,855 to do some additional work on some detention ponds out by the Riley County Health Department. So we've done some detention work in that area, and there's we can increase our storage capacity and decrease our maintenance through this particular contract. So we've already been fairly successful in our detention work that's occurred in that particular area.
All right. Good to hear that. I understand also, you know, we had a chance to speak to him last week, but you got a new assistant city manager coming on board here in a couple weeks.
We do. Dennis Marstall, native Manhattanite. We've hired. He's going to start the 25th of January, and we look forward to him. He's been in the Charlotte, North Carolina area for the past several years and had good experience there, both with the city of Charlotte and also in the nonprofit area. Looks like we got a phone call.
All right. Let's take the phone call here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Thanks for this opportunity to ask two simple questions off topic, basically. My first question is, I'm wondering why there isn't a sign, perhaps on the Native American statue there on 4th Street and Dumont. And my second question is, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, like on Juliet and 11th Street, a lot of bumps in the road. There's no warning signs or anything for folks. I just happened to see a car driving down a couple of those streets and see the driver hit their head on the ceiling. And I will get off the air and listen to your answer for those two questions, please. Thank you very much.
All right. So thank you for that. I thought we did have some signage on. I mean, it's not. We don't really want to encourage folks to walk across the roundabout and have signage there on the roundabout itself. I thought we had put some signage on the Walgreens corner. That told a little bit about that. But that's something I'll have to look into and see whether or not maybe that got taken down or is not evident. And so something we might be able to bring more attention to that or from that component on the – I think you're referring to some of the – dips and swales we have in some of the streets. A lot of our older streets don't have underground storm sewer systems, and so they rely on that gravity flow to flow to the east down those east-west streets, and so that we have those dips in those major cross streets. So, but I appreciate that, and you're probably right. We probably don't have warning signs for every one of those dips that come across. So that's something we can certainly consider, is certainly some of the more significant ones, because some of them are fairly significant in a particular areas that I can recall myself. So appreciate those phone calls.
I'm not a big fan of putting up signs to warn people about those kinds of things. You know, if you go south of Points Avenue, those dips are in there for a reason. They carry stormwater away. Because as Ron said, we don't have underground drainage, and that would cost us a lot of money. So I just caution people, they need to slow down, particularly those who have been around the city for a while, know where all those are, and they know that they should slow down to get through those intersections. It's a matter of safety as well.
All right. Ron, I know you have some statistics here regarding the airport.
We do, and so just got these from Jesse Romo, airport director, yesterday. Set a new record for employments in 2018 out at Manhattan Regional Airport, 70,705 folks. So first time over 70,000 out of there. Last year, by comparison, it was 66,206. Our December employments were up as well in over 6,668 folks in 18. That compares to 5,979 folks last year. So Jesse sent me some pictures of the parking lots, which were jam-packed and folks parked in ditches and everywhere else. And so we do have parking improvements planned for those areas. We did some temporary ones, so those are good trends, and that happened with just a few larger aircraft and some extra flights that American programmed for us. So we're hoping to be able to continue those trends in the future by adding larger aircraft.
Okay. Got another phone call here on In Focus. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Real quick, this has been like I've been living in Manhattan for quite a while now, and right over where the overpass is over by like Texas Steakhouse, when you go around that curve right there and it kind of turns into like three lanes, like an off-ramp going out of town and then the two lanes going straight, the painting right through there, the striping that separates your lanes, they try to keep up with it, but right now if you drive around that curve and you're not locally from here, you get people wandering all across those lanes because there's no striping on there. They have no idea where they're at in that one little area right there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I know exactly what you're talking about and share that concern. It has been difficult. We are targeting a different product to utilize there that will hopefully hold its stay quality there. So thanks for that call.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good meeting here tonight, and hopefully all goes well. And again, the meeting tonight, if you want to go and take part, it's your civic duty, 7 o'clock tonight, and it'll also be online at cityofmhk.com, Cox Cable Channel 3, and also on the Facebook page for City of Manhattan. Again, Ron Fear, Mike Dodson, our guests here on In Focus today. Thank you so much for being here.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we'll have the superintendents from Pottawatomie County Schools, Tim Witter and Kevin Logan. Also, Junction City's manager, Alan Dinkel, will be joining us. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and Manhattan High basketball against Emporia, beginning at 6 o'clock.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan, President.